long and strong, our river. Forward to row, is shouted out. I get in position, my feet on the footrest, both my hands holding a single wooden oar, about 13 foot in length. There's been a lot of chatter, laughter and getting ready, and now it's time. The rope that's been holding the boat is released from the slipway. There's a hush. And one, and two, and three, and four. The command is strong and clear. We start to move through the water, and I am concentrating hard, following the person in front of me. There are four of us in this skiff. The fifth person is our cox. She sits at the stern, navigating and directing the crew. She tells me to straighten my oar so it hits the water clean. In the same breath, she says how well I'm doing. I beam. It's April, and the rowing season has started. I am new to this, and it's brilliant. I'm on the river. What's not to love? Soon the repetitive movement starts to flow in my body, and it feels good. I take a quick glimpse around me. The Thames looks so huge, and I am so small. My eyes are drawn down, down, down river towards the marsh, my home. Blue skies with white cauliflower cumulus clouds fill the horizon, known as fair weather cloud, appearing on sunny days. Fluffy, puffy skyscrapers. Long and strong is shouted out, and we all tighten up our strokes. The continuous rhythmic sound of the oars in their rollocks magnifies in me, and I become fixated, lost in sound and clouds and sky and river. We are flying along with tide in full flow. The Gordon Prom and Sailing Club has disappeared. We go under various jetties and pass silent, stout, chubby tugs that serve the river. The ship and lobster is tucked behind the seawall. It's not long before we arrive at the edge of the marsh. We take a short rest, drink some water. I can at long last study the river close up. See the power of the tide gushing brown and murky. My thoughts run with the river. If she could speak, what would she say? What gift would she give? For she is alive. 215 miles long, rising in the Cotswold Hills, the source dry for much of the year, marked by a stone in a field, starting as a trickle deep underground, rising up through the rock and the earth to the surface, flooding, then flowing, curving her way through this landscape. And here I am, floating on her surface. The Thames estuary stretching and running into the vast open North Sea. We punch the tide home, all pulling together. How strong we are, resilient and powerful. Like the river, resilient and powerful. She is loved by each person in this skiff. Arriving back at the prom, we congratulate ourselves on a great evening and go our separate ways. I ride my bike home along the canal path. Standing on my pedals, I catch a glimpse of her as the sun sets, whooping for joy and feeling connected with our river.